My scripture text of the day is out of John's Gospel. This subtitle in my Bible, I'm going to back up to verse 22. I think the subtitle is up at verse 22. Jesus, the bread of life. Hear God's word. After Jesus crossed over the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias, a large crowd kept following him wherever he went, because they saw his miracles as he healed the sick. So we pick it up now in verse 22. The next morning, back across the lake, crowds began gathering on the shore, waiting to see Jesus. For they knew that he had his disciples and had come together, and that the disciples had gone off in their boat, leaving him behind. Several boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the Lord had blessed the bread and the people had eaten. When the crowd saw that Jesus wasn't there, nor his disciples, they got into the boats and went across to Capernaum to look for him. And when they arrived, they found him. "Teacher, how did you get here?" Red letter edition, Jesus said, "The truth is, you want to be with me because I fed you, not because you saw the miraculous sign. But you shouldn't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that I, the Son of Man, can give you. For God the Father has sent me for that very purpose." Then they replied, "What does God want us to do?" Red letter, Jesus said, "This is what God wants you to do. Believe in me, the one he has sent." They replied, "Well, you must show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe you. What will you do for us? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness, as the scriptures say, and Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat." Red letter edition, Jesus answered, "I assure you, Moses didn't give them the bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offered you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "give us that bread every day of our lives." In verse 35, Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry again. Those who believe in me will never thirst." Well, may God add his blessing to the reading and the hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word.